New Yorker Liz Alderman and James Okello, a psychiatrist visiting from Uganda, would never have met if not for tragedy. Her youngest son, Peter, was killed in the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center.
He did not work in the building. He was there just for a meeting, and he was 25 years old when he died. My husband and I needed to create a memorial for him, to leave a mark that he had existed, and that the world would be a better place because Peter had lived.
Watching a TV show one night, she stumbled on the idea of bringing mental health care to people in poorer countries traumatized by mass violence and terrorism. The first Peter C. Alderman Trauma Treatment Clinic opened in Cambodia in 2005 and was so overwhelmed with patients that a second clinic was established nearby the following year.
People often ask us, why are you seeing patients in Cambodia? I mean, Pol Pot was, what, 30, 35 years ago? Traumatic depression doesn't go away. I mean, you see this in children of Holocaust survivors. Traumatic depression can go from one generation to the next, and unless you treat it, it's still there.
In Uganda, where there are four clinics, patients include many former child soldiers and others abducted into war over two decades by the Lord's Resistance Army. James Okello directs the clinic in Gulu in the north, which helps patients through counseling, group therapy, and psychopharmacology.
I think almost every trauma, if there's no form of intervention, definitely there's going to be a problem. We also sometimes talk about delayed post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, that there's usually the concept that when the guns stop firing, then the mind starts firing. So a lot of these things happen when the emergency situation is long gone.
The clinics are set up in partnership with governments in each country and staffed solely by indigenous healthcare givers who understand traumatic mental illness, both in medical terms and according to local culture.
We use cultural idioms to express the same Western symptoms. So I think anybody that is not culture literate, you know, if you do not understand a certain culture, you are likely to miss a lot or to even overdiagnose, depending on which tool you're using.
The foundation also has a clinic in the Kibera slum in Nairobi, Kenya, and has worked in Rwanda, Liberia, and Haiti. It funds a new medical publication, the African Journal of Traumatic Stress. Alderman says more than 200 indigenous healthcare professionals have been trained, who have gone on to teach others, and care has reached more than 75,000 patients. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.